It's me again, JP, here with Rue de la Rue Swanzor, with Rue's Doggerland Tales. Rue is lying across my lap, generously allowing me to hold her paw, trace the inside curves of her claws with my index finger. We've been having a slow morning so far, no coffee yet, even, but at least she has had her AM sortie onto the dewy grass to do her thing, which she still prefers to do outside, despite her scrupulous modesty in every other aspect of life. To me, it's surprising, to say the least, that such a civilized creature as Rue de la Rue Swanzor would choose to make a number two in the drywall aisle of a home improvement store, which is, I say again, Rue, not even properly outside. She's making the face right now that says simultaneously, there are things you will never understand, and are you ready to get started? And you're a human, and you think you can embarrass me, so I suppose I'd better get started. Even though I am tempted to dwell on this subject for another minute, since after all, I'm the one who has to put on the stunned and mortified look, who has to ask the human clerk for a plastic bag, who has to spray and wipe the cement floor so it won't stink. Maybe someday Rue will tell us how they handled sanitation in Doggerland. Or maybe I don't want to know. By order of the great high and humble Dogger, I ask that you consider holes and holes. If a sock, a basket, a boat, or a chair, to pick a few examples more or less from the air, is in ready condition, fit for the purpose for which it is made, it is whole. In the aforementioned cases, then, your big toe won't stick out, your apples won't fall through, your captain won't go down, your bottom will stay off the floor. With these simple objects, the idea and the ideal of wholeness is easily understood. Complex objects, I'm sure you've noticed though, can appear whole and entire, fit and ready, and be on the verge of utter failure. Airplanes, towers, bridges, and promontories have all collapsed without showing any plain sign of imminent failure. Sometimes strong marathon-running people fall suddenly dead in the street. Personalities have been known to instantaneously shatter. Ruin enters through the tiniest holes sometimes in infinite forms. A termite, a worm, a virus, a misgiving, an expression, 1/100 of a second. You have to hand it to those people who really worry if something isn't exactly right, precisely plumb, square, and true, to the engineers who program your car's computer to check your igniters 1,000 times a second. They've either seen the falls and failures themselves, or heard the crash and tumble, breathed the dust, or their imaginations just won't let them be. Rue de la Rue Swanzor says she always knows when something's about to give, because her nose tells her, and she says, this is a common power among dogs. We know when something's amiss, but some of us know better than others. Older dogs are experienced usually in detecting problems in more situations than younger ones. Others are gifted with a nose for trouble almost from the start. She pauses to stare at me. She licks the back of my hand slowly as I write her words down. Humans are just not good at it at all, most of them. Or they're better at fooling themselves about problems. Their brains play hide and seek with themselves. Some of the stuff Rue says is tough to swallow. I ask her to explain if she could, to describe what doom putting on its shoes to come after something might smell like. Guess what she said? Go ahead. Give up? It smells like history. That's what she said. When your species has watched catastrophe sneak into the kitchen 10,000 times in 20 million years, your nose isn't the only sense that gets tuned into it. Her tongue laps between my fingers, warming my knuckles again. Maybe Ro and Irf shouldn't be the only dogs who are mentioned by name in the tale of how Doggerland got a hole in it. It's possible other dogs before them chewed similar roots in the subterranean dark and returned as frequently as they could sneak away, each time making excuses and being excused on their return because, after all, they usually did what was expected of them, and because life is short for dogs, and because the chase of Doggerland was an empire whose natural wealth and modest ambitions meant that an absent dog or a late one going unnoticed would in time likely grow into a more responsible dog, and anyway wouldn't be the cause of much ill. Maybe Rowan Earth's hole was an open secret that could have been patched and sealed, except that no dogs believed it would mean the end of Doggerland, and anyone would embrace the simple fact that a territory of thousands of square miles isn't expected, even now with our much more advanced knowledge of geology, to sink like a scuttled man of war. Nothing, too, has been mentioned about the possibility of other creatures possibly having discovered the same delectably addictive roots. Why couldn't the real damage have been caused by rabbits, paleo beavers, or woodchucks, or a hungry clan of Neanderthals, or some combination of all of them? True, true. True to honor sweet Rue. I always spell that word T-R-O-O these days. Still, it isn't for nothing that thousands of years passed between the legendary chewing of Ro and Irf and the final waterlogged submersion. More than 10,000 years, in fact. If a story sticks for that long, there has to be something to it, right? According to Rue. But a human historian would probably look at all the details of the tale that Rue de la Rue Swanzor has furnished, the dog pack, the separation, the conversations, the interrogation by Y, the cave lions, and so on, including the parts of the story I haven't even put to paper yet, and say to herself, or himself, both, something like, how can we possibly credit all of this millennia-old nitty-gritty? Because Alexander the Great gave some memorable speeches, but nobody pretends to know what he really said. Actually, that's wrong. We do pretend. People have put millions of words into the mouths of folks they never knew. Not dogs, says Rue. Dog history, she says, is T-R- O-O-T-H truth. She gives me another soft, wet lick on my chin. She says, I don't have to believe it. She says, we just have to go on with the story. Whether the tale of how Ro and Irf chewed through the bottom of Doggerland is just a myth, like the founding of Rome by Remus and Romulus, but I suppose in reverse, since it's possibly more of an unfounding than a founding, or a foundering, or since the interval between the beginning of the end and the end itself is so long, longer than recorded human history, we might have to invent some completely new nomenclature for it. Well, or comprises the real facts of the case, is by now hopelessly irrecoverable information. We know Doggerland sank. Rue says Ro and Irf broke it by chewing on roots at the bottom of it and letting a trickle of ocean in that became a flood. I trust her for as many reasons as there are hairs on her soft front paws, but here's one sufficient reason. The great, high, and humble Dogger wouldn't have asked me and Rue to begin the great project if he didn't credit the plausibility of accomplishing it. Fill the hole, he said, and Doggerland shall rise. And then he sang, oh, oh. And afterwards he said, with utmost gravity, he said, puppies the way. Say it with me. Puppies the way. Puppies the way. I'm JP with Rue de la Rue Swanzor. And we're going on with the great project of the Dogs of the Chase in Exile by order of the great high and humble Dogger. And this has been episode 9 of Rue's Doggerland Tales, the history, tales, myths, and legends of the chase in Doggerland and the chase in exile. So, listen for Rue's Tales everywhere. We're on RueTube, of course, and Book That Eats People channel on YouTube, and on the Facebook page of the great project of the Dogs of the Chase in Exile, not to mention the Book That Eats People Facebook page. You can find me on Twitter, J. Perry at Chase Dog Project. I'm also on Patreon, John Perry. And as of right now, Spotify, Pocket Cast, and Anchor, and more podcasting sites are coming online as we speak. I hope, obviously, I'll be able to say over the next day or so, you can find us anywhere you can find podcasts. I'm one last time, JP with Rue de la Rue Swanzor, Rue's Doggerland Tales, by order of the great high and humble Dogger. Puppies the way. Thanks for listening.